From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Tyler Adkisson. For the first time ever, Missouri Farm Bureau members have endorsed a Democrat for statewide office. They chose Chris Koster over Republican Eric Greitens in the governor's race, based largely on Koster's record on agriculture, including his backing of the Right to Farm constitutional amendment.
We started with a speech right out there in that room, and then we got in an airplane and barnstormed this entire state. The Right to Farm amendment passed by 1,000 votes, and there are some people in this room who have said that Koster may have brought those an extra thousand Democrats with him.
Koster got the Farm Bureau endorsement with 76% of the vote, well over the two-thirds needed. Greitens admitted that he had little agricultural experience, but said that if elected, he would push back against the EPA's attempt to overregulate farmland and waterways. Meanwhile, Farm Bureau members overwhelmingly endorsed Republicans Josh Hawley for Attorney General and Roy Blunt for the U.S. Senate. Kansas City's police chief is taking some criticism from area police union leaders for his recent comments about the shooting of black men by officers. Chief Daryl Forte told the Kansas City Star that there's an issue with too many African American men being killed by police officers, and that he feels that part of the problem is unreasonable fear, as well as poor training. Police union leader Scott Kirkpatrick responded in an open letter posted online Wednesday, pointing to the recent deaths of two Kansas City police officers. Researchers who are trapping mosquitoes across the state have not found any evidence of the Zika virus. The research team is led by Missouri State University Associate Professor David Claiborne. He says that trapping mosquitoes might provide an early warning if the virus arrives in Missouri. The yellow fever mosquito is the primary carrier of the virus and has existed in Missouri before. Researchers are trying to determine if it's still in the state. The Springfield News Leader reports that the researchers had not found any yellow fever mosquitoes 7 weeks after the study began. Claiborne says that, at this time, there is no reason to believe that the state's mosquito population is carrying the virus. He says traps have caught thousands of Asian tiger mosquitoes, but none were infected with Zika. After years of preparation, a new 15-acre prairie is beginning to sprout at the Columbia Audubon Nature Society in West Columbia. The Columbia Missourian reports that after several years of killing non-native vegetation, the prairie was seeded in January. The grasses and flowers are expected to be in full bloom in 2 years. 6 acres of the prairie are on Columbia Audubon Society property, and the other 9 are on the Bonnie View Nature Sanctuary. Bill Meese, former president of the organization, said that before this year, the land held tall fescue, a grass that does not produce seeds or provide food for bugs such as caterpillars and butterflies. The new prairie's native plants and pollinators are expected to help those bugs and wildlife such as young turkeys. Volunteers worked on the property for more than 200 hours in 2015. I'm Tyler Adkisson, KBIA News.